When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 153. Return from Mayberry. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers. You'll find all kinds of wonderful Mayberry items over there. I definitely encourage you to go visit it. If you're a Mayberry fan or you know one, they're going to love the site. So go to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 153 is Brian Saul. Brian Saul. So, Brian, I want to thank you for that. Hello, everybody. Let's let the band finish up. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I want to thank Brian Saul. He is an executive producer tonight. And he had asked me, instead of executive producer, could he be the rank of Mayberry deputy? Well, Brian, I'm sorry, but I am only a barber here in Mayberry. So I can't give you a rank of deputy, but I could make you the barber over at the second chair, maybe. Maybe you could do that. That'd be good. So anyway, hey, I do want to thank you for your support. And folks, if you'd like to support the show, feel free to drop by over at twochairsnowaiting.com. And there's a donate button over there, and you can donate to the show. And just, you can be an executive producer as well, and you help offset some of our costs. So moving on from there, we are going to be talking tonight, Return from Mayberry. Well, you may be asking what that's about. Well, back in 1986, they recorded or filmed the Return to Mayberry. It wasn't in 86 actually, but back when they recorded it, they were there. The 1986, April 13th, 1986 issue of The Bullet has a great article in it called Return from Mayberry, written by Jim Clark. Well, this was volume 3, issue 2 of The Bullet, the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Reon Watchers Club. Well, this thing has been out of print for quite a while, so I thought you might enjoy hearing just this wonderful story that was written by Jim Clark himself. So Jim, he and Ken Beck were able to go out to the Return to Mayberry set and be a part of the actual filming of the show to some extent, to be part of it there. So, and Jim, of course, runs Weaver's Department Store for us. And so I wanted to tell you about that. So let me go ahead and read this for you. Here's where it goes. This is the April 13th, 1986 issue of The Bullet, Volume 3, Issue 2. The title is Return from Mayberry. This issue of The Bullet is dated to mark the day Return to Mayberry is scheduled to air on NBC TV. And this is by Jim Clark. He says, "I'm a ghost. I must be, because I've come back from Mayberry Heaven. A goober ghost. Mayberry Heaven is in Los Alamos, California, where they filmed Return to Mayberry in February. It was an unbelievable and darn near indescribable experience to witness the reunion of the beloved cast and crew of The Andy Griffith Show, together again after 18 years. I'll try to tell about it here as best I can. Club member Ken Beck and I drove up from the scenic Pacific Coast Highway to Los Alamos, a tiny resort town nestled in the lush mountains about 150 miles north of Los Angeles. My first thoughts, and probably my first words, upon rounding the corner into the town were, oh my gosh, there they are. And there they were, all standing around in front of the G&G garage and just back from a lunch break. We saw the courthouse, and over across the way, the feed and grain store, and down there, Emmett's fix-it shop. And there stood the squad car. Oh, my. One of the first people we saw on the set was George Lindsay. He came right over and said, "There you are. Where have you been? Well, don't just stand there. Come over here." With those words, two little goobers died and entered the gates of Mayberry Heaven. George, whom Ken and I are fortunate enough to have known in our other life, quickly began showing us around and introducing us to people involved in the production. There's Bob and Cynthia and Neil and Jack and Donna and Jimmy and we, rolling, action. Andy and Opie are talking to Goober and Gomer at the garage. Cut! Stand by! Everyone waits anxiously for what I quickly learn are the most glorious two words on the return set. Print that! Those are the words of director Bob Sweeney. And Bob Sweeney's only. Sweeney, or Sween, as friends affectionately call him, won't say those two words until he's got just what he wants. He won't say those two words until he feels the scene has recaptured Mayberry. "He's super," George says of the director, who was also behind the camera for most of the episodes during the first three seasons of The Andy Griffith Show. "He's tough, but boy, he's good. They don't come any better. He's a pleasure to work with," says George. Later, as I'm just standing there watching, I see George walk over towards Ken and me. I watch him intently to see how he might gesture for us to come over or to move back or something. Meanwhile, I completely miss who is walking over with him, about 5 feet away. Suddenly, I turn and there he is, the man himself. I met Andy Griffith. He tells us that he thinks the last scene went very well. We talk for a while about the first one thing and then another. All of a sudden, Andy playfully nabs the ever-present tire gauge from George's shirt pocket and taunts George with it. "He can't be Goober if you take this away. He becomes college educated," Andy says with a big grin. Then he and George are called back for another scene. I now gasp belatedly. It's not until later that I reflect on how even Andy Griffith doesn't mess with the sacred Goober beanie. Before long, George comes back over to talk with Ken and me a little more. He offers me a lifesaver, and I accept. It's pineapple. About halfway through my lifesaver, Anita Corso passes by. We're introduced, and I swallow the rest of my lifesaver. We talk with Anita for a bit, and then she has to go over to makeup because she's on call for a scene. Next, we're introduced to Jim Nabors, and then Ronnie Howard. Well, Andy still calls him Ronnie, and you can bet Ron loves it. Both men, Opie has indeed grown up, and in fact, the last day of return filming is also the last day of Ron's 31st year. Both men are as nice as anybody you would ever want to meet. Soon, Jack Dotson wanders down the street. He's on call for a scene, too. He's already been up and been made up and is in his Howard Sprague suit. It strikes me how Howard he still is. I keep waiting for him to cut loose with an indomitable Howard chuckle. But Jack's a little tensed because he's been on call several times and has gotten all made up, and then his scene has been postponed each time. The sun is bright and hot, and there's Jack baking in his Howard tweed outfit, complete with blue and gold bow tie. Ken and I take delight in seeing Jack all decked out, though there'll be no indomitable chuckle this day. Our first day in Mayberry ends with George taking us out for a bottomless bowls of world-famous, though Ken and I had never heard of it, split pea soup at Anderson's. It was delicious, if you don't ask Ken. On day two in Mayberry, the big scene is again outdoors and features Barney's campaign speech for the office of sheriff. This is the day we get to first meet Betty Lynn and then Hal Smith. Betty delights us by telling anecdotes from throughout her career. It's a marvel to hear her descriptions. We come away with a mutual feeling about her. She's the cats. Hal Smith is jolly as he can be. He just bubbles over with enthusiasm. Otis was never happier when he was drinking. Of course, now Otis is reformed and is selling ice cream. Next, we speak to Don Knotts for the first time during this visit. Though we had met him briefly about 4 months earlier, he's moseying around in the set in full Barney uniform. And yes, he does mean it with a bullet. He has his bullet with him. It's indescribable to see him. George says, he looks like he just walked out of a time capsule. The same could be said of Goober, George. That evening, after the filming, we have dinner. On our way back from our dinner, we get to have a wonderful conversation with Bob Sweeney and his wife, Bev, as they finish their meal. This is the first chance we've had to talk to Bob Sweeney because he's been so busy. Though Bev has already greeted us very kindly during the day, both Sweeneys tell us that they think the script for the movie is marvelous and the filming is going very well. Bob tells us the movie has been an extraordinarily pleasant experience, a sentiment echoed by everyone we talk to. And that's the feeling Ken and I have too as we soak in the mood around us. We can tell that the cast and crew are really enjoying and having a good time. They truly have had fun making the movie and working together again. As far as I'm concerned, just reuniting the cast and crew, the caliber of the Andy Griffith Show ensemble is special. The fact that they're working together to recreate something excellent just makes the occasion even more priceless. On our last day on the set, Ken and I walk through the courthouse with Jack Dodson. It's eerie, Jack says. It brings back so many memories. It's almost as if we never left. The courthouse is almost exactly the same. It's eerie. It's going to be difficult to leave when it's all over. Yet sooner than we want, Ken and I must leave, even before the filming is actually over. We regret we never got to speak to Earl Hagen, returning to score the music, before he left. We didn't get to meet him. And that we only got to meet the writer Everett Greenbaum just as we were leaving. We hate to miss seeing Rance Howard, Howard Morris, Denver Pyle, Maggie Peterson, and the Dillards, all of whom were gone before we got to town. But we're grateful for the time we've had and for all the terrific memories and a few pictures that we can take with us. And so, as the sun is dropping lazily down behind the purple hills of the western sky, the gates to Mayberry Heaven closed behind us. I tried to put some of the experience into words, and we can all be happy that at least we have returned to Mayberry as a vital moment to the entire event. Howard, yeah. Print that. Wow, that's a great story. Jim Clark provided us, and I hope you guys enjoyed that. It's, as I said, it's from The Bullet from April 13th, 1986. So that was the day the episode, The Return to Mayberry, was supposed to have aired. I can't remember what day it actually did air. That probably was the day it aired on NBC. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was kind of neat because you're thinking back. You think of Jim Clark, if you know him, and Ken Beck, if you know him, as being Jim, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show, and he and Jim, Ken together have written so many Mayberry books and have known the cast members, seems like forever. But if you're listening to that story, you realize we're hearing Jim report the first time he met some of the cast members. And, you know, that's just, I think, a special thing to remember. And it's definitely a special thing to look back on and just remember Return to Mayberry, because no matter what you think of the movie, whether you kind of like it, don't know if you like it or not, I love it because you get to look back and see those characters and the people of Mayberry one more time and just see what's going on in town since the last time we saw him, you know, all those years before. And I hope you guys enjoyed that look back. I know I did. I would love to hear some of your Mayberry memories and your returns to Mayberry. So give me a call at 888-684-8415. Or you can leave a message for me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can drop by facebook.com/twochairs, leave messages there. Or you can go by our website at twochairsnowaiting.com and leave messages there. Folks, I really like to hear from you. I want to thank you again for visiting with me this episode and just being here in Mayberry, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you guys next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye, folks.